Blog Talk Radio.
Come out very well at all. Okay, I'm here. This is George Gamon. Welcome to the Friday show. It is Friday, and we try to lighten it up a little bit on Friday, generally. You know, I've been having some fun today. I've been doing videos. I kind of got into doing videos. How fun is that, huh? Did one for Facebook. Actually went live on Facebook. We've been talking about happiness, so we won't get too much into happiness today. Unless you want to talk about happiness, but we can do that. So I put the link to the messenger.info. Yeah, I think it's correct. You can click on it. And I think the first thing that's going to come up is the thing about a video on happiness. And then you click on the little link that says happiness or whatever it says, and you'll see the video. It's a YouTube video. Or you can go to my YouTube site, which is under George Gamon. But so there's lots of different ways to get there if you want to see the video that I made. Been making short little videos. Last one yesterday was a couple of minutes, and then the one today was four or five minutes about happiness. So that's been fun for me. Doing videos is fun, and doing this. So if you're interested, you can watch it. And if you're so inclined, you can actually even contribute. Yes. So that's what I'm doing. So I think I will continue on. I think next week I'm going to talk about some words that relate to the word love, loving yourself, like compassion, kindness, forgiveness. And we'll just do little short videos on each one of those words as Spirit inspires me to talk to you about it. So I have some callers. And what we're going to talk about today is dead people. Yes. I had a request yesterday from a friend about, let's talk to famous people too. Why can't we connect with some famous people? So we'll do that. So it's all about dead people today. So that's if you have your questions, we're going to talk to your ancestors and let them answer your questions. Sometimes they don't answer the way you want an answer. I mean, that's kind of funny, but you think, well, that's kind of crazy. But yeah, they have an agenda because they want you to feel good and be loved. And so sometimes the answers they give you are not necessarily what you're looking for, but actually are better for you, if that makes sense at all. It does to me. So we'll do that. So if you have your questions, expect to talk to people, your ancestors. But also if you want to talk to somebody who's been, you know, well-known, you know, the Einsteins and the whatever, yeah, whoever, right? But I asked, as I went into my meditation and kind of prayerful state, that only positive energy comes through. Only loving energy comes through. Only those who have love to share with you come through. So there won't be any negative, even, most of those, yeah, those in the physical, non-physical world that I would connect with, because my spirit guides will only let those in anyway. Okay. So 443 is first, because, no, wait a minute, 832 has been holding, then 443, and then 253. Yeah, those are your area codes. Those are the order right now. And if you don't call in later, then I have some articles about 10 ways of connecting with dead people. I just love that expression, because it's so far from what it really is, right? They're just in another form, different than us. They have just shed this body, you know, and moved into the spirit world, the world of love in a different form. Actually, picture spirit is, I know I'm going to be with you guys, I'm just kind of rambling a little bit, but spirit has showed me this. It's like in the core of all of us, and, you know, it's scattered out without of us, is that there is that soul, that essence, that's that part that goes on forever and ever and ever, and that's inside you. And when you leave this physical world, that physical body just kind of disappears, and that soul just kind of goes out and leaves you and moves on. It's kind of a beautiful picture that I've seen. Okay, so let me get back to callers. 832. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Melissa.
Well, hi Melissa. How are you? Yeah, I can hear you just quite well. How is Melissa today?
You know, I'm doing great. Yesterday,
great.
Well, actually, I am great. Yeah, last night was a commencement ceremony. I graduated my nursing program, so it's a big pinning ceremony. It was really beautiful. A lot of my family came, and I wanted
Excellent.
To see if my ancestors have anything to say about that or any words of encouragement, particularly my mom.
What's your mom's name?
Nancy.
Nancy, so is... I was watching in the spirit and crying of joy or tears of joy in a spirit kind of way. Not a physical tear, but an emotion that's like a tearful emotion that she was expressing. If you didn't feel me, you should have felt me because I was there with you. I was actually holding your hand while you were going through it. I don't know if you felt it, but I was there. I know you were distracted by everything going around you, but you should have felt my hand. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. I felt my mom with me.
Yeah, she was holding your hand. That's what she says. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
I believe
what else
that.
What else does she have to say to you? Anything at all? As you embark on this career that you're well prepared to pursue, just know that you will be guided with love to heal others. And I get the word like in a miraculous way. So you have a really great healing thing going on, don't you?
I've been told that. I don't really know what it is or how to develop it. I just know that
you don't
it's
have
there.
To worry about it, but you don't have to worry about what it is. You just do your work, and when you touch people, that energy will just flow, and you won't even know you're doing it. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
It's a gift. It's a gift, and you accept the gift.
Okay.
Right? Okay? Yeah, so you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got it going on. Just keep going, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
So they're saying that you have a really amazing career ahead of you. But you've been doing this all along in an unofficial way, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So this is just putting a little rubber stamp on you, a little stamp on the forehead that says, I'm official, I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, take care. Have a great
you
weekend.
Okay,
bye now. Oh,
thanks.
One thing, real quick, okay? Don't get discouraged by those who think they can lord it over you. They will be moved out of the way, okay?
Okay, good advice.
It must be administrators and doctors and all those crazy people that think they know better, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, so don't worry about it. They'll be moved out of the way. Sent
Thank
to
you.
The cornfield. Okay, that's a joke. Okay, take care. Bye now.
Bye.
So, sent to the cornfields. Everybody know what that means, being sent to the cornfields? It had to do with the Twilight Zone a long time ago, if everybody remembers the Twilight Zone, where there was this young man and his family, and he had this miraculous power to, if he didn't like somebody, he would, I guess it must have been in Kansas or Nebraska, or one of those, you know, well, they call them flyover states. 443, you're next, and then 253. Let me finish my little story about cornfields. I know it's kind of weird, but let me finish it. So if he didn't like somebody or somebody said something negative about him, he would send into the cornfields, and then they would absolutely disappear. They're gone. Into the cornfields you go. So that's what it was all about, sending to the cornfields. We're not literally going to send them away. Well, we are, but not that in a destructive manner. Just get out of my presence. I'm sending you to the cornfields. I like that one. It's kind of cute. 443. Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's Kathy today?
A little tired.
I had to turn my volume up. It was a little low. Okay, so what's going on with Kathy?
I'd like a message from the ancestors about my spiritual journey.
Okay. It's kind of funny. I don't know who this is, but let's just assume that the message is from one of them because, you know, I've been listening to this music, and I listen to, like, classic rock, right? And they're reminding me of a song called from the Eagles called Take It to the Limit. Take It to the Limit. So, and I'm sure that's for you to take it to the limit. Stretch yourself like a rubber band till you're ready to break, but you won't. Okay? You have your rubber band is really big. Okay, your rubber band is huge. And so you can stretch yourself as far as you want to go with it, but then you have to take time to relax. Don't forget your personal needs. Don't forget your personal needs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you forget about yourself sometimes. You get lost in what you do.
True.
Yes. So you got it. So every once in a while. Yeah, every once in a while you need that bubble bath, is the expression, something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or a walk on the beach or a stroll in the mountains. You need to pull in energy from the universe through nature. Whoa, that's good. I like that. So every once in a while you have to pull in energy from nature, okay? Because when you go into nature, you identify with unconditional love, and that unconditional love from nature fills your being back up. It's like filling your well back up. Okay? So don't forget to do that. Don't forget to do that. Really. Got it?
I won't. I got it. Thank you.
They love you. They all love you. Okay?
I love them.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
All right.
I think there was more, but I think they just said, okay, we got to move on. So you got time, but you got lots of callers. So why don't you move on to, you know, I've been trying to connect with my father, my physical father lately, today especially. So I'm asking for a kind of a sign that he's with me. Haven't got it yet. I did once upon a time, long time ago, where I smelled the pipe tobacco that he smoked. And there was no pipe tobacco around. So I go, oh, that's got to be my father. So I'm waiting. I don't know if I'll smell anything. And that's that article I have. If I get to the article, that's all right. Doesn't matter. We can just chat. 253-404-415. No, wait a minute. 253 is next. And then 404, then 818, and then 4015. So just keep moving along. Try not to extend these too long. And if you want a personal connection to dead people, non-physical people, even famous people. I love to talk to famous people. So if anybody want to talk to somebody famous that's well known, they have beautiful messages for you too. Just they know you because they can tap into your Akashic records. They can look you up and go, oh, that's what's her. Ooh, okay, let's just see what's going on with this person. Yeah, I did one the other day like that. Those are kind of fun. Yeah, I have a friend who was an artist and she tapped into Frida Kahlo. Whatever her name is, yeah. And she gave her great messages about being an artist. So let's do that if you want to do that. It doesn't have to be your family members. It could be somebody. You could get Sigmund Freud. Oh, that might just get into all kinds of strange things, right? Oh, no, we not leave Sigmund Freud. We don't want Sigmund Freud to come through because we don't want to talk about your whatevers, okay? Hello.
Hi, from Seattle. Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing too exciting.
No, you are exciting. Stop it. You're a good person.
Well,
stop it.
What's going on?
So, okay. So you want a message from whom?
Ronnie Seckler.
What is Ronnie Seckler? What is it? Who is he?
He's a high school friend from my early 20s and late teens.
Oh, and when did he pass into the non-physical world? About when?
7 years ago or maybe longer. I lost track.
Okay, this is what I hear and see, and see if this relates at all. Maybe it's for somebody else. But I see a Valentine's card. Do you ever give you Valentine's cards or something like that? I see a heart, a little heart. It's so cute.
I'm not
he's
sure.
He's giving you a Valentine's card. Okay, a heart. It's just a little red heart. You know what I'm saying? little red
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
And on it, it says, you're blessed. Okay. You're
mm-hmm.
blessed.
Yeah.
Be patient. Oh, you're just not very patient, are you?
No.
No, it says, yeah, you're blessed. Be patient. What else? She just keeps writing on this card, and I'm going, okay, what are you going to write next? Because we're going to make this. We don't have all day, Ronnie. Just write something. Please write something. Oh, this is funny. Something about tickling your toes. He's going to tickle your toes. So if you ever feel
cool.
your toes being tickled, that's him tickling your toes. He's a playful.
Aww.
He's a very playful
yes,
person.
He's funny. Yeah, he's very funny to you.
Yeah, so he is. So he's going to tickle your toes.
Okay.
But you know that you're loved because the heart indicates that you're loved. So know it. Accept it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's his way of just communicating, is playing with you a little bit to know that you're loved. Okay? I'll let you go.
Okay.
Have a beautiful weekend. Love yourself.
You too. Okay.
Okay.
You too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye.
Tickle your toes. You ever have your toes tickled? Never mind. That's kind of a weird thought. Oh, I'm going to go have somebody tickle my toes. I guess if they do, like reflexology, it could tickle sometimes, right? You ever have a massage or something like that where they're going to do body work or, and you start getting ticklish? That's the most embarrassing thing. And you're just kind of squirming and getting ticklish. And you're trying not to. You're trying to be very serious about the situation that I really want. But all of a sudden, you're just going, I can't stand it. I'm getting tickled. Okay, so 404-818 and 415. We got them in that order. So hang in there for a little bit longer. Yes, 404. Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to see if I could get messages from the other side.
Well, it's a joke, but I'm teasing about the other side. They're on the other side. They're just in another form. So who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Tasha, so you want to know if there's something or somebody that has a message from you in the non-physical world, right? In the word,
yes, my grandma.
Okay, it was a female energy. Which side of the family?
Mother.
No, I get father. I'm sorry, I get father. Okay, I don't get mother, I get father. So they might be hanging out together because they all kind of sit around the little room going, oh boy, she did it again. Oh no, she's going to do it again. I'm joking, but they're playing with you. They tease you a lot. You know that. They tease you a lot.
Yeah.
You know that? They tease you a lot.
Yeah.
But they have your best interests at heart. They have your best interests at heart. Okay, I'm going to give you this, and you may not believe it, or you can accept it or not accept it, whatever you want to do with this one, because this is the expression exactly how I hear it for you. They're going, like your ancestors, are going to put you on the prosperity wheel, So feel yourself getting on the prosperity wheel, which means that you will be pulling in prosperity, okay? They're going to help you. I don't know if money means anything to you. If you want money, if you don't want money, doesn't matter. Prosperity could be a lot of things, just not just money. It could be health, could be relationships. But they're going to put you on the prosperity wheel, and you're getting on it really soon. So just get ready to jump on that wheel because it's coming. Okay? It's kind of cool. She's going, I don't know about that. I don't want to be on a prosperity wheel. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So don't doubt it. Don't question it. Just believe it, that they're with you. They want you to do well financially and emotionally. They want you to let go of some of the emotional baggage that you've been carrying around with you and let go of the past, because the past, there's too many wounds that you hold on to. Let them go. Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Got emotional baggage there, dear. You got to get let it go. Ooh.
What emotional baggage?
Oh, from the past. I'm not sure of any specific thing, but they're just saying there's some emotional baggage you need to just let go of, just release it all. Okay?
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Take care. Emotional baggage. How fun is that? Yes. No, that's not fun. We got to let it go. Okay, so do I have other callers? I got 818 and then 416. how fun. And then see what else happens. And if, depending on the amount of time, we'll get into some articles. We'll talk a little bit more about some other subjects. Yeah, I try to move through these fairly quickly because they're meant, and the intent is to be brief so that I can get as many people in as possible. And then also, if you want an extended version of this whole thing, you can contact me through the messenger, through Blog Talk Radio or Facebook or however you want to reach me. Okay, yeah, so they're meant to be brief and to the point, not extended, if that makes sense. It makes sense to me because I like covering other things also. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, and I know who you are, so that's good. So what's going on?
Oh, not much, but I had a question about a woman that passed away 2 years ago named Billy Estrello, the female.
Okay, what's your question?
And I feel like she's trying to tell me something, and I can't quite get the message, and I feel the chills. I feel it. I feel her around every so often. Just wondering if she has a message for me.
Well, let me see if I get her. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Yes, I'm here. That's what she's saying. Yes, I'm here. She's putting you in the freezer. Chills. Chills are putting you in the freezer. But what it means,
what does that mean?
Is it means to slow down sometimes. Slow down sometimes. Reflect on where you're going and know that you have support in where you're going. So putting you in the freezer is just slowing you down, breathing a little bit more, slowing you down, and knowing that you have a whole squadron on the non-physical. I love the word squadron. There's a whole squadron in the non-physical world, and she's included, that want to lift you up when you're ready to let you fly.
Great.
So yeah, it just that chilling, that freezing is just slowing you down a little bit, getting you a little more reflective, and getting ready to fly. You'll fly. Absolutely fly. But don't try to be the squadron leader. Just follow what they have for you to do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does, but there's another issue with her that I was hoping she'd bring up, that it's about her son.
Not at this time. She'll give you the information. She'll give you the information privately. She'll get it. You'll get it. You will be shown where to look to get the information that you need on the subject. I'm not sure why she's doing it that way, but she wants you to meditate, and you'll get the wisdom that you need on what to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Take
care. All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So they don't want to always, like, for public, whatever. I don't know why. Spirit. Oh, we don't. Nobody wants famous people. What is going on here with you guys? Nobody wants to talk to you. I'll have to do that on my own when we're done with the calls. I'll have to figure out who. Okay, so I have a 415, and I think I'm. Anybody else want to talk to the non? Okay, if you're in the chat room, I'll give you this. Okay, so you're in the chat room and you're sitting there and you're listening to the show and you're going, interesting. But so if you have somebody famous that you've always wanted to hear a message from or know where they're at, what they're doing, and how they're doing, just type that in the chat room. And most of the people here have avatars for names, and they're not the real first name, and I don't need your first name anyway. I just need to know, who would you like to get a message from? Non-relative, non-family member. I mean, other than Elvis, we're not doing Elvis today. We're not doing Marilyn, and we're not doing Elvis. Okay? Somebody asked me about John Kennedy, President Kennedy, and maybe I'll see if I could get from President Kennedy in a few minutes what he would have to say. They asked me, what is his take on the political thing right now? And I thought I'd get maybe a message or two on that, if you're so inclined to want to hear that, which would be fun, kind of fun. So here we go, 415. Hello.
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good.
So, Anne, I know where the area.
Home with a cold. Home with a cold today, but I'm okay.
Do you live in the Bay Area?
Yes.
I wasn't being psychic. I just know where your area code is generally.
Area code.
But But people carry their area codes all. I mean, you could live in Nebraska for all I know. I have the same area code, right? So what's going on with Ann today?
Oh, I would like a message from a friend or relative, not a famous person.
You don't like famous people either. Nobody likes famous people. What is this deal? I'm going to do one anyway in a little while. Did you have a specific friend or relative that you wanted to tap into?
Well, maybe my aunt on my father's side, but I'm happy to hear from anyone.
Okay, what's her name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Nancy with a sparkling smile. Something like that. She smiles a lot? She smiles a lot?
Yeah, she's goofy.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing. Yeah, that's why I said that. That's why I was kind of told to send that. So what does Nancy have to say to you? Okay, this is weird. Not weird. Nothing's weird. I mean, there are no weird things.
Yeah.
Why are you not emulating me more? Why are you not more about the energy that I put out or I'm putting out? Do you know what that means? I don't know what it means. But it's like we talked about
she
smile.
She wants me to be she wants me to be goofier and dance around and stuff like that.
Yeah, your energy field gets kind of – your energy field – what she's trying to tell you is that your energy field gets dragged down by the responsibilities of life, and you need to break that pattern every once in a while because, wow, your divine nature, your divine soulful nature is very uplifting to others, but you got to get into that vibration, okay? Because when you're serious – you're not as uplifting as when you're not goofy. I don't use the word goofy.
Yeah.
I don't think she means, but positive, just smiling a lot and just putting out love to others. You could do more of that, dear. Why aren't you?
Yeah, because my situation, though, is not up right now. So I don't feel that. I don't feel up.
Well, but. Look, what would she say or spirit say to you about that one? Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Get yourself into that mood by surrounding yourself with media or information or whatever it takes. I'm hearing for you, music is the key to get there. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Music is the key. So you use music to get you to that place.
Okay.
So fun music, uplifting music, dancing music, just so you can twirl and spin and do all kinds of funky things. Do the funky chicken, whatever it is, right? You do.
Right. Right.
Okay. So work on it.
Okay.
That's what she wants you to know.
All right. Thank you.
She wants you to giggle more. Why would you giggle more?
Yeah,
She's trying to tickle you, but you're resisting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rib thing. If you ever feel a little thing on your ribs, that's her. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goofy's a good word. I like the word goofy. Now, goofy as in goofy, like in Disney movie. So, okay, so what I was going to do, anybody else want to talk to anybody, the dead people? Famous people, any messages, any names that you want to throw into the chat room about somebody that you'd like to hear a message from, just to see how they're doing. Because I thought I'd do that today. We're going to be a little more playful today, a little more fun. We don't want to be totally serious every moment. We want to play a little bit. So if there's somebody, but sometimes they have really important messages. So I thought I would try to connect with John Kennedy. He could have been reincarnated, but part of that energy, always part of your energy is in the non-physical world. Actually, the majority of your energy is in the non-physical world and not in the physical world. So a part of that energy field, that essence, that soul is still in the non-physical world, even though he may have reincarnated. That makes sense? Makes sense to me. So let's see what he might have to say about the political system. Something, the message is, and it's really kind of faint, but I'll give it to you anyway. It's kind of the idea of you all take it way too seriously. You all let your energy get drugged down into the depths of whining and complaining about those in the political arena. Look for love. Look for those who express levels of love. We know it's hard for you to find that sometimes in the political agenda, but look for love. Look for those who express the most amount of concern and interest in the well-being of all people, not just a minority or a few, but look for love. And he keeps saying that over and again, over and over again. Look for love. Look for those who express the most amount of love. Don't get caught up in all the negativity that's being expressed from all sides, from all aisles and all directions, because in the long run, it's not about who is serving you or ruling you or something like that, who is over you. I think that's what he's trying to say, over you as in political figures. It's about you, and it's about your love. And if you, as a body of people, will focus on love, focus on transmitting love to those leaders and expecting love back and only love back, you will get the political system that you really want and not the one that's driven by fear. Okay, I think that's it. I know that's kind of a really basic statement, but we forget sometimes that we generate, I think I'm trying to clarify a little bit more what he meant, that we're the ones who generate the political system. We create the political system. We create the candidates. We know that. So if we express love and put love out there and only expect love back, then we find those who can offer love and caring and kindness and are looking out for the interests of the most amount of people. Okay, this is from Robert Kennedy, John's brother, and he basically is stating, at some level, I would like to take to task those who are so selfish and so into their own self-interest that at some point in the near future, we as physical, non-physical beings, spirit beings, will motivate or push or direct humanity to isolate those into their small little worlds, because those who are unselfish and caring will eventually dominate the system, believe it or not. Most of you don't accept that or believe that, but it will happen. That's the message. And I get a... It kind of reminds me, when he mentioned that, he showed me a picture of Bernie Sanders, like those are the kind of people that you should be looking to as leaders, anybody who emulates his qualities. I'm not trying to be political here. This is what I heard, okay? So you can take it for yourself or take it whatever you believe, but it's not about him being on the right or to the left. It's about the genuine interest in other people and the concern for other people. Now, I don't want to get any more political, so I'm going to just leave the political stuff alone. But that's kind of what I picked up from the Kennedys, that love should be the dominating quality. Okay, that's enough of that. Whew, that's a big one. So anybody else in the non-physical world that you want to talk to that might be famous, that well-known, that would want to come through? And I'm not going to force anyone to come through spirit, because they'll come through naturally. I do have a caller. And so we'll get into back in. Today's show is about the non-physical world and spirit and what they have to say to us. So we'll try to stay on that theme as much as possible if anybody wants to call. Hello.
Hi, George. How is it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Just another Friday evening, listening to your radio show, and I'm talking.
Did you have a Did you have a question or a concern?
Not a question or a concern as such, but wanted to ask you if you could connect to Steve Jobs and see if he has any messages for me. We are in the same industry, as in I work in IT, that's why.
I'll give you a message, and it can relate to you or not. But what I'm kind of hearing is that I get stick to or stay with what you believe in, as in the industry. Stick to what you believe in. Don't waver on what you – and it's like – I don't know how to express this, because he's putting it out there that you have to stay and stick to what your calling is or what you believe or what you need to be doing in the industry and not be dissuaded in different directions. Because within you, there's a calling, a passion, and you need to stay with it. Okay? He would say that, you know, in his life, that he knew where he wanted to go. He had discovered where he wanted to go, and he would not let others dissuade him from doing what he wanted to do. And you need to do the same thing. If you want to be successful, but
yeah.
I'm also hearing something, wait a minute, let me get this. It's about limiting your scope, not trying to take a broad scope, but take a narrow scope on what you want to accomplish. So it's not being shotgunned or put out all over the place. Limit your scope one thing at a time. Focus on one thing and do it meticulously. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Whatever
that
means.
Got it.
However you can apply that in your workplace, but you really need to just narrow your focus. Do one thing really, really, really well. And be as creative as possible, and don't let other people discourage you from doing it. Okay? Got it?
Yep. That aligns with what you were saying a couple of days back in your show about doing what you do really well.
You will. But I think also the big thing there is it's more than just doing it well, but it's not letting other people try to push you off what you do. Okay? Take care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank
Got
you.
It?
And you. Got it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was a very interesting, it was a very determined energy. Sometimes we get very determined energies, pushy energies, like not pushy in the sense, pushing us to do something. And I felt that energy was really kind of, okay, you got to stay focused on your path to success or what you do well. You can't let people discourage you. You can't let people, naysayers, say that you can't do this or you can't do that. It's like shoving people out of the way when you want to get to a goal. But you know, the energy, and now this doesn't sound very kind, but the energy is really just pushing people out of the way. Okay, you're in my way. I've got to be here. And I'm going to get there. Now, you can do that with love and you can do that with kindness. But what he was saying is just parting the Red Sea, I guess, another way of looking at it. Make sure that Red Sea is parted and go for it. Don't let things get in your way to reach your goals. And your spiritual teachers, those in spirit, will lay down the red carpet on your way there if you ask. I like that. Your spirit teachers will lay down the red carpet. Okay. No more callers. Nobody in the chat room. Anybody in the chat room want to get a message from a famous person of some form or another? Not a family member necessarily, but even a family member. But I would need a first name of the family member if you're so inclined in the chat room to ask. I will step away for a moment. And I said, there's an article I thought was really interesting. It's from the Psychic Life blog. And interesting psychic. And let me just give you some of the thoughts that she mentioned. What was her name? What is her name? I don't want to get too much into the name thing. Oops, it doesn't say. Amanda Meter, M-E-D-E-R, Meter. And Amanda Meter, okay. Interesting, good site. She did a good job on this site. Well, let me skip. There's a couple I liked. that how do you know spirit, your family is around you in the non-physical world, sensing their presence. Many people report sensing the presence of the loved ones around there, like the caller earlier, and they're passing. And I would say to that, if you sense a presence of a family member or person that you wanted to communicate with, ask them kindly and with love that they would intensify the feeling, intensify the energy so that it builds up a little bit, and then ask them to pull it back. So you really know it's them. It's a, you know, like they respond to the intensity of the energy and then pulling it back, the intensity of the energy. I see orbs. Anybody see orbs? You know what an orb is, I think. That's feeling their touch. And that's cool. It's a hug, a brush of your hair, holding your hand like we talked about earlier with the other lady, or a gentle touch on the back. If things kind of feel from, like you look around and where did that come from, then generally it would be a family member. Now, asking is probably one of the best ways of verifying that, yeah, this is it. I love one of my spirit family members to, you know, show me physically through my hair, my arms, the hair in my arms, however, a touch of some form on the back of the neck. And sometimes it's good to have them touch where the scent skin is very sensitive, so you can really feel them on your skin. The next one I like, because that's what happened to me, smelling their fragrance. Now, some people smell perfume, some people smell flowers. Some people might, like my father, sent the smell of cigar smoke or tobacco. It was a pipe, actually. So various things. So pay attention to that stuff. If you're smelling something and you can't find a source of it, you don't know it's in the physical world, then it could be in the non-physical world. It's kind of communicate, but pay attention to those smells that are unusual, especially, you know, that don't necessarily show up in your neighborhood, right? Now, next one is hearing the voice. Now, this could be in your head. This could be an actual physical voice on the outside. It could be sounds on the outside. For some people, that's a little frightening to hear voices, you know, but yeah, just pay attention, because generally they're going to be soft. They're going to be subtle. They're not necessarily going to be blasting at you. So listen for that. This one I love, because I've heard great stories about this one. Unexpected electrical activity. We have energy, and energy runs through all things, including electrical devices. For those on the other side, not only is it fun to learn how to use energy to connect, many of those in the spirit world learn that energy and electrical devices is quite easy to manipulate. I remember I had a lady call in one time. We were talking about this sort of thing. And she said her grandmother had passed, and she liked to blow up televisions. She would blow up televisions. They said they went through quite a few TVs. And finally, they could get her to move on, because every time they have a TV, and it would turn on, and it would, the energy would be too strong, and there went another television. So you don't want them to blow up the TVs. Lights are good. Light bulbs are okay. Turning light bulbs on and off, you know, say, okay, show me a sign. If you can move, if you can connect with electricity, show me a sign through electricity that's not going to disrupt my life. And then songs on the radio. Sometimes you'll just hear a song. It'll come on, you know, you'll just tune in, synchronicity, and it'll remind you of somebody, and you go, oh, yeah, thank you for communicating with me. Okay, I've had fun today. Was there another one? I've got about a minute left. Is there another one? Okay. No, that's about it. That list. Sometimes you'll find things, though. Sometimes you'll find objects. That's kind of one. Like a coin or a feather or stones or something will show up that will remind you of somebody else that's passed. And you go, oh, thank you for communicating. So pay attention to those little things that you discover on the sidewalk, you know, out in your daily activities that could remind you of somebody that you knew, family member, okay? Think about that. You asked for connections, but you got to ask. That's the key ingredient. You got to ask for the connection. You want to hear from them, and then things will show up. Synchronicity will show up in your life. And you go, oh, thank you very much. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing this to me. Okay, I've had fun. I'll be back on Monday. We'll do the same thing. Now, again, I mentioned the messenger.info. So if you I've written some articles lately, so you might find interesting. And I also posted a video today on happiness, if you want to take a look at it, or I also have it on Facebook. So I love you guys. Be well, and we'll talk soon. Bye.